Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
I got a really not nice joke, but I'm gonna say it anyway.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
What do children of anti-vax parents and jokes about anti-vax parents' kids have in common?
Oh, no.
They never get old.
Oh,
This is stranger still.
no.
Welcome to Stranger Still. I am singing now. I don't like this. Welcome to Stranger Still.
I hope you kept that in. My name's John.
This is the show where we talk about stuff.
Thrilling.
Thrilling.
And what's the stuff today, Nick?
John, we are in our second week of shorties, is what I'm calling them, because I'm out of town as the people are hearing this. And I didn't ever want to cover the anti-vax movement, because one, I don't want to give them any validity. Two, I can't believe people still believe it. But three, there's no science to discuss here. It's like an open and shut case. However, the writer for Shrek just compared the term anti-vaxxers to the N-word.
Yeah.
And two separate listeners sent that article to me, and I was like,
because it's everything you hate, because you hate Shrek.
I hate Shrek 3 through after.
Okay.
But we need to cover it. And this is the perfect opportunity, just a short 15-minute episode talking about why the anti-vax movement is not worth discussing. If you have any friends out there, family that are anti-vaxxers, maybe this is a good episode to send them. If you are an anti-vaxxer, please just give us 15 minutes to tell you why your movement is stupid.
Yeah, as long as you get past the opening joke.
Yeah. So, let's walk through the history of the anti-vax movement. Do you know where this thing started? It's kind of infamous at this point.
4chan, Reddit.
No, it actually came from, in 1998, pretty recent, there was this British doctor named Dr. Andrew Wakefield. I should say formerly Dr. Andrew
I
Wakefield.
do actually remember this because I did a
Right.
video on this.
Yeah. So he came out in 1998 and said that the newest MMR, which stands for measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, needs to be further investigated. That's all he said at the time. Then he came out a little bit later and said it might be tied to a rise in bowel disease and autism. Why he chose to pair bowel disease with autism, I have no idea. Measles, mumps, and rubella, they're all diseases that in adults, they don't really harm us too much, but in kids, they don't have the immune system to fight it off, and it can kill infants.
Yeah.
Like, many children die or become permanently disabled from measles, mumps, or rubella, MMR. So he came out and said this. He posited that the MMR vaccine was giving kids IBS, basically, or it was making them become autistic. He published a paper saying this. He wrongly stated that the vaccine had not been widely tested before being put into production. And as a result, the media does what the media does. They took it and said, this guy said this. They don't fact check it. They put it out there, and then it exploded. Everyone's like, oh my God, I just gave my kid this MMR vaccine. They're going to have autism now.
Yeah.
And that's where we get the anti-vax movement from. As simple as starting with one butthead.
Yeah, geez. So he's actually since retracted that.
We'll get there.
And it didn't go well.
It didn't go well.
Do you
So,
remember my video on this?
no.
I did a video about anti-vaxxing your pets. That there are
Oh.
people that didn't want to get their pets vaccines.
Yeah. Someone just posted a.
So search for that on a YouTube channel if you can
Yeah.
find it.
But also, people have been posting a bunch of anti-vax stuff on our Facebook page lately, and someone posted one. It's a meme. I can't remember what it was from, but they talk about how it's a genetic disease. And you think that giving someone.
SpongeBob.
Yeah, SpongeBob. Oh, yeah, it's
It's Patrick and
the mermaid villain.
Stingray guy.
Yeah. Is his name Stingray? Something like that. The mermaid man villain. He's like, it's a genetic disease, but you're giving them vaccines, you think that affects their genetic code? Yep. No, this is not how it works. So, why is this a problem? You might be thinking, like, it's not harmful in adults, right? Measles, mumps, and rubella, they're all highly contagious, and they can be spread. Well, measles can be spread just by skin contact, and it can lead to small things like ear infections and diarrhea. Diarrhea can be more dangerous if you're not keeping hydrated, but it can also lead to blindness. bronchitis, pneumonia, and brain swelling. As we all know, if an infant gets pneumonia, that's, like, not good.
That's pretty bad.
It is bad. Your child's at a high risk of dying at that point. Mumps is where your face tissues start to swell up and makes, like, lumps on your face, like... I guess that's why it's called mumps. This can cause headaches and fever on the small end, but it can also cause serious things like genital pains because it affects your like pituitary gland. It can cause permanent hearing loss, again, brain swelling or pancreas problems. And rubella is also known as German measles, so it's much the same as normal measles. It's just a different strain.
Stronger accent.
Fight against. Yeah, they talk like this. That's not.
They're
that's not
French?
German. I guess so.
Okay, Russian.
So lately, you've probably seen a bunch of measles breakouts like at Disneyland and stuff. And that's because there's a rise in people not vaccinating their children. And there's this thing called herd immunity, where there's children out there that can't get vaccinated for other legitimate health problems. If they get the vaccine, it's dangerous for their overall health. It's not going to make them autistic. It's just going to kill them.
Yeah.
So by vaccinating our children that can be vaccinated...
You're protecting those kids.
Right. We're making sure that they're not carrying MMR and able to spread it to the other children that can't get vaccinated for it. So there's a few common arguments. I'm going to fill your arsenal, my dear listeners, with the arguments from the anti-vax side. And this is where this largely deconstructs itself. As we walk through these arguments, you'll realize how stupid all of this sounds. The first argument is that vaccines don't work. People look at the flu vaccine and say vaccines don't work. We've talked about this in our why can't we cure the common cold episode. The flu mutates so rapidly that when we make flu vaccines in a year, we guess which strains are going to be the most prevalent and try to vaccinate against that. That doesn't always work. It can mutate to a different type and you'll still get the flu. MMR, all of those are really old, so they don't mutate or evolve very quickly, so it's very easy to make cures for them. You just make one and you're good.
Yeah.
People say there's also not a lot of science that goes into these vaccines, like the former Dr. Wakefield said. This is also very incorrect. Vaccines have been around since the year, like the thousands CE, like 1000.
Yeah.
There was...
Except it was a lot grosser then?
Yeah, so it was like...
Like they'd sneeze in your drink and say, hey, well, drink this.
There's a thing called Chinese inoculation. There's also an early vaccine in 1545 for smallpox where they would take cowpox from a cow and they would like make a small abrasion or cut on your skin and crack that cowpox, like boil into your wound and rub it in, and that would make you immune to smallpox in humans.
That's
very
gross.
Disgusting, but it worked. So the research has been going on for centuries at this point, like at least a millennia, and spanning in recent years millions of children's worth of data. So we vaccinate how many kids, and if anything bad was coming from vaccines, we'd have it in the data. We just don't, because it doesn't exist. All of this is made up.
Yeah, well, we also are in an era of cognitive dissonance on the rise.
The other argument that I see is that you can't trust scientists and big pharma.
Yeah.
Which I hear this a lot. My brother-in-law said this to me. Like, what did he say to me?
You're too mainstream.
Yeah, I'm too mainstream. Yes, there are bad players out there that try to make a huge profit off of vaccines, but vaccines aren't profitable. And the amount of people that it would... This is my argument for all of these. Like, we land on the moon. There's Bigfoot and the government's hiding from us. The earth is flat. How many people would have to keep quiet about this for this to be real? And why would it be worth it?
Yeah, everything moves with money.
Yeah.
And if you don't have all the money, like... I mean, what the real conspiracies are like... Paying military-industrial complex to go to seven wars that we're in.
These people are focusing on the wrong problem.
All right.
And the wrong group of people. And in today's world, there's leaks left and right from all different organizations in the government. Why would vaccines be the one thing that there aren't leaks about?
Yeah.
Don't be stupid when you're thinking about this stuff. The other thing is that parents should get the choice of whether or not to vaccinate their children. That's the dumbest argument I've ever heard. It's about the choice. It's about consent with the parents and the child. That's like saying, we'll remove the regulations that prevent global warming from happening and we'll trust the companies to make the right decision to not pollute the earth.
Yeah.
How well has that worked out for us so far, John?
We've got 10 years left.
To live?
Yeah.
It's like, or we'll lighten the taxes on big companies and they'll pass along the savings to their employees in terms of wages. No, the dumb CEOs just take that money. It's proven. Like even at Amazon when they, I'm getting way off topic here, but
Amazon got the minimum wage up and they took away the stocks.
Yeah. So you're not actually giving anything.
They ended up having a net positive from that.
Well, but that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But you can't trust people to do the right thing because people are too stupid to do the right thing. Or too greedy, in some cases, to do the right thing. So that just doesn't happen. So unfortunately, since people can't make good decisions, we have to force them into making good decisions. Sorry. Sorry that we have to get all up in your business so you don't kill your child. Our bad. I'm getting mad.
It's big government, Nick.
The last thing I have is that vaccines cause autism. And we all know this isn't true, right?
It was the dummy.
It's the dummy.
Who wrote the 1998 paper to try to get on Oprah. Wakefield. Yeah.
Well, here's the history of that, okay? So he was in the UK. They have a general medical council. And they found out that formerly Dr. Wakefield had been paid by a law board to print evidence that vaccines were bad because some parents paid this law firm to prove vaccines had hurt their kids. They just didn't like the vaccines and they thought that they hurt their kids. So they wanted to take it to court. So this law board paid Dr. Wakefield to say vaccines are bad. That's where this whole thing came from.
Yeah.
So he had a conflict of interest in the publishing of his paper, is what it comes down to. He finally retracted the paper that he'd published in 2010, so a good 12 years later. I'm sure nobody saw that paper, and he had his medical license revoked because he's a huge-ass fraud. Congratulations, how many kids have you killed?
Yeah.
It's all your fault. These are preventable diseases. We can basically eradicate these diseases, but parents are like, oh, I like to have the choice. Well, obviously, your choices are bad.
The choices are, I want to endanger everybody.
Yeah.
Or, like, I mean, I guess it makes sense to be scared of a needle, mm-hmm. and have an association where I don't trust the government and what they're going to put in that stuff. Like, yeah. Who knows what's in it?
Yeah.
But then don't eat Hot Pockets because yeah. I want you to tell me where your xanthan gum is sourced.
Yeah.
Like you're going to have to live through your life not knowing everything all the time. And like,
I don't understand why this is still an argument.
Yeah. There's no malice. And like there's the evidence is there that it works and is safe and healthy.
Yeah. And doesn't cause irritable bowel syndrome or autism. Mm-hmm. Why would you take the chance on this? That's my main question. So either your child dies because you didn't vaccinate them, or in the one in a trillion chance your child gets autism from this made-up thing that you had, is that so bad? Is it worse to have a child with autism or have your child die because you didn't care enough about them? That's what I want to know, parents.
Yeah.
Quit being an idiot. Get your head out of your ass.
You know what?
Man up.
Let's put them all on.
Daddy up.
I've got a mission. I've got a, you know, I think we could all compromise here.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's put all the anti-vaxxers and send them to an island where that missionary went.
Yeah. I just, like.
Because they're not vaxxed. They're anti-vaxxers too, kind of, right? They just don't have the technology.
Yeah, they do. They can't.
Poor guys.
They cannot do it. Like, I understand you want to have the choice to do this, but you're going to make the wrong choice and your kid's going to die because of it. Congratulations, you're a horrible person.
Okay, so let's do a recap. Where do you stand on vaccinations?
Vaccinate your children.
Okay.
Or get out of my life and my country.
So you're pro vaccination?
Yes!
Okay.
Duh!
I wasn't sure. Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
You know, you throw a lot of jokes out there sometimes and yeah.
Well, where do you stand on this? Will you vaccinate your
pets? Yeah, I do. I've actually vaccinated hundreds of animals myself.
Yeah.
When we get them from rescues and shelters, we bring them back to the center, and sometimes there's no one there, honestly, so we know how to do it, and yeah. I give them shots.
Is that for rabies?
MMR? Bordetella. I think the Bordetella stuff, they got to do later. They get their rabies vaccinations later by a doctor, mm-hmm. but we do like the basic welcome to the dog place.
Welcome to the world.
Yeah.
So that's all I have on vaccines. Is there anything else that you want to say to get me riled back up?
How much money do you get paid by Big Pharma to have your opinions?
Listen, if I got paid by Big Pharma to say this, we'd have a hell of a lot better production quality.
Hell, I'll get paid by Small Pharma.
Yeah, please. Yeah, I think that'll do it for this week. We needed to get that off our chest, but there's no argument to be had here.
Yeah, off our chest and into our blood.
And into our blood to keep us safe from the anti-vaxxers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think being called an anti-vaxxer is a bad thing, like equivalent to the N-word.
Good.
Good. Because it should be embarrassing to be called an anti-vaxxer.
But it's not equivalent to the N-word.
It's definitely not. But at the same time, if you feel that, if you're internalizing it that way, maybe you should rethink your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, John, where can people find us?
StrangersToShow.com. Where can they leave a really scathingly positive review.
Yeah, yeah. Give us 3 stars iTunes. Leave us a nice comment. We'll read it on the air. Hey, you know what? We're part of this amazing network called The Flying Machine.
Oh.
There's a lot of great shows on there. You might have heard of.
Is it cute when I pretend I don't know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
It's not.
Playing coy. I like it. It's
okay.
Kind of cute.
Well.
But John, guess what?
What?
we just got a new show on our family of The Flying Machine.
We did. We did. That was a sentence. But we got a new show.
It's called Short, Colorful, and Loud with Elle and Zachary. They talk about, it's like a nostalgia review podcast where they review just children's movies. They've done like Treasure Planet and what's the Bluth movie? I know they've done a Bluth movie because it... You know Bluth?
No.
You don't know Bluth? He did those video games that are impossible. You know the ones?
A guy that makes video games also makes movies? this sounds fake.
No. Black Cauldron, Thumbelina, Swan Princess are the ones that they've done so far. And they have a great chemistry, despite being like forever away from each other. They make really good content. Go listen to it. It's a brand new show, so we can get them on the new and noteworthy if you leave them a review as well. Blast their name out there.
Yeah. Into space.
Into space where Treasure Planet is.
Yep.
I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
This is Stranger Still.
I give you the incredible flying machine.